baby.
Jeez. I didn't see any white people. They were all blacks.
It's my dad.
It's your dad.
I love him.
This is the place I should have been always.
The song is called Our Pod at Our Pad.
No. My dad.
It was our outro on our last episode. I love this jam.
My sweet pop. He just moved again. He likes it. He likes it nice and quiet. He doesn't like all the lunatics around him.
I wonder if he would like the King A stripper.
Actually, I think he would.
Damn.
Yeah.
What are your dates?
Well,
I mean, it's Friday. We're here.
Friday. We're in Houston right now.
If you're not coming to Houston's show tonight, Fitzgerald's, you're out of your mind. Come to Fitzgerald's. We're doing a live podcast. It's going to be so much fun. And then tomorrow we go to Dallas to the Curtain Club. We're so excited about this. Thank you, everybody in Houston and or Dallas that's coming to either podcast. This is going to be a blast.
I think a lot of mommies are coming. We keep getting barrages of tweets and emails that people are coming. So I cannot
wait. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's super exciting.
And we're bringing the FIFA-nator, so you guys will get to meet the FIFA. He got his little haircut today. It's so cute. They gave him a gay-ass bandana.
Cut my hair, bitch.
All right, mommies. Let's see. So we're in Dallas after that, August 22nd through 24th, the Comedy Spot Comedy Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. September 4th through 7th, I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club, back in Tejas, but this time in Austin. September 12th through 14th, the Underground Comedy Club in Toronto. Canada, or T-Dot as I like to call it. I don't know if you're aware of that lingo. And then September 27th, I'm with my jeans in Columbus, Ohio. And then September 30th, we're at Nashville Zanies in Nashville, Tennessee. Look on your mom's house podcast.com for ticket information, or tomsegura.com or christina.com. Follow us on Twitter at Tom Segura and at Christina P. Because here's the thing, y'alls. I know some of you are like, I don't like Twitter. I don't like Twitter either. But we drop knowledge there. If you want like secret stuff, special things, we drop knowledge there.
That's what's up.
So follow us. All right, Jeans, what about you?
That's what's up. I'm seeing if these guys put
meow,
this
meow,
up.
Meow.
Hold on 1 second. For meow, 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 meow.
I took a picture of a guy on the beach wearing bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
And my dad wrote back, he's probably Hungarian. Hungarian or some pervert.
That's fantastic.
That's so great.
And also pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, he's on the money, dude. You think Arpod can tell a lie? Never.
Never.
He doesn't know how.
What did I do here? I got... what was I supposed to say? My dates, right?
Your dates, Jeans.
Yeah, all right. Here's some dates.
Making the dates come true.
Helium, Philadelphia, August 29th through 31st. McGuire's, Long Island, September 5 through 7. Fort Mommerdale.
Oh, that's a fun little way.
Fort Mommerdale Improv, September 12, 13, and 14, just 3 days.
Say it again. 14th?
12th through the 14th.
That's September 12th, September 13th, and September 14th.
Right.
Is
that's
that correct?
That's how I like to say it. And then Columbus, the 27th. And then
with me,
yeah,
the 27th, we're doing
live stand-up shows
together.
Yeah, and then Nashville the 30th. These other cities, why can't they put up their link? I would like to announce them, but they can't put up their fucking link.
It's very upsetting.
Jesus Christ, man. Let me check one other one. I want to see this real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Talk to them.
Oh, hi guys. So anyways, what happened is Tommy just brought the mail in right before he did the show, and I got the Crate and Barrel catalog, and I realized that I'm officially a yuppie because I want everything in this fucking catalog, but I can't afford it. That's the problem. Nobody who can afford, and if you can afford $500 lamps and rugs, then you're not buying Crate and Barrel. You know what I mean? It's a weird price point. Wouldn't you agree?
It is a weird price point. I totally agree.
You know, like, I can't afford this shit. And if I could afford expensive stuff, I wouldn't go to Crate and Barrel. I would go to some fancy feast place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know
geez,
what I'm saying?
Man.
I mean, look at this. A side chair, $250. I mean, go fuck yourself. What could possibly be It says folio leather side chair. Well, maybe the whole thing is leather. That's why. But still, doesn't very look comfortable.
Weird. I am. They didn't put it up.
Where are you looking at? So maybe we can just.
What do you mean? Where am I looking at?
We can't even tell them unless the ticket sales things are up.
Yeah, it's right? Stupid too. Yeah, because then you miss the point of doing it. All right.
Oh, mommies. Here's another one. Negril 6x9 rug. $550. I mean, who a fuck can afford 6x9? What is that, Tom? That's as big as.
That's like four of my dicks.
That's like four of your dicks. $550. Go fuck yourself. I mean, Roscoe bowls. God, I love it. I want it. The bowls fit inside of each other, Tom. The littlest bowl fits. It's like those Russian dolls. Oh, I love this yuppie shit. I wish our house looked like this, don't you?
Yeah.
I want it all. I want throw pillows. I want eyelash pillows.
I'm very irritated by this.
I'm sorry, jeans.
But anyways, we'll deal with it later. There's three more cities that we're going to announce, but we can't really announce them if they don't put their tickets up. It's so fucking stupid. Let's move it along.
You're handsome. You know that?
I feel handsome.
You are, and I don't tell you enough, but you're
dude,
really...
What are you talking about?
Well, I just think you're really attractive. I love your pretty blue eyes.
Thank you.
I love your tan, chocolatey skin.
Mm-hmm.
Your full beard, which now we've got some ointment on the way, so it won't be flaky anymore. Not that that bothered me.
I have chest flakes. I know.
You lied to me. They're not...
You know, you could probably take care of getting that oil for your chest flakes, for your beard... If you went to yourmomshousepodcast.com and you clicked on our Amazon banner and you bought the beard oil there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Yeah. That's what I did. You think I fucking just go to Amazon? I fucking went to yourmomshousepodcast.com and click on the banner.
Please go there. Please do your shopping. I know you have the option. Yeah, you have the option to go to a lot of different podcast sites, but you like us more.
Of course.
So bookmark ours and make your shoppings through our Amazon banner.
Amazon banner, right. What?
Could you join the conversation?
I'm sorry, I was looking at our dog. He looks so good. His haircut looks amazing. They didn't fuck him up like they did last time. They cut him like a schnauzer last time. Now he looks fucking perfect.
Okay.
I'm so in love with this dog. I'm sorry. But yeah, okay. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and also buy a Super Mommy Pack if you want to do that. If you want to get somebody a really special gift, get it there. Buy a t-shirt. Support the show.
It's not called the Super Mommy Pack anymore.
Oh, shit. The Wipe Down Collection.
That's right.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm living in the past. What can I say?
You get a little bit of everything that way.
Yeah, you get t-shirt.
Yeah, and albums, comedy albums. Yeah,
posters.
Awesome.
And we personally pack every single package, and I seal it with a kiss. True.
I'll have a new album out in after the new year because even though I haven't talked about it yet here, I was going to shoot a special September 21st. Mm-hmm. And then it got moved. I don't know why, but it got moved to November. So I'm shooting a special in November. And so the Super Mommy Pack will be back after the new year with another album.
It's amazing.
And a DVD. It'll be a special.
It's so much comedy, so much fun.
Just get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your life.
Get your life. You guys ready to do this?
Woo.
Let's do this, man.
I'm Scott Ruin, and I called you on the phone about hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you're a dirty, rotten mouth pig. Call him. You are a dirty, rotten mouth pig. You dirty sucker. Don't you ever talk to me like that again. Punk? Yeah. Punk? What you gonna do? Punk? Stupid punk? Come and do it. Yeah, come and do it. Don't ever talk to me like that on the phone again. You rotten jerk. You're a rotten jerk face. You know what?
Just wait a second.
You can suck my goat sack, punk.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
How'd you feel about that?
It felt like one of those holy rollers that doesn't like to curse.
It definitely was.
So he's like, cheese and rice. Like, he won't say the bad word.
He said jerk face, but then he was so upset, he still told the guy to suck his goat sack. I guess that's pretty, right?
It's PG-13.
Yeah. Like, but for that guy, that's as gross as it gets.
Yeah. Ooh, did you hear that ending?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
You can suck my goat sack, punk.
That guy took his camera phone into like a 7-Eleven and was like, I'm the guy that called you on the phone. And you were so rude. You're a jerk face and you're a dirt mouth. And
you're a snickle fart.
The clerk is like this, you know, Indian looking guy, right? I don't know.
Are you being a little racially insensitive?
Maybe he's
right
from
now?
Pakistan. But he just keeps pointing. He points to his dick and he's like, suck it. He keeps telling the guy, and this guy gets so upset.
I'm Scott Ruin, and I called you on the phone about the hot dogs.
Yeah.
And you're a dirty, rotten mouth pig. Call him. You are a dirty, rotten mouth pig. You dirty sucker. Don't ever talk to me like that again.
I love
punk.
It.
Yeah.
He wants to curse.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, why won't he?
This whole time, the clerk is pointing to his dick and flicking
the
him
Indian
off.
Indian guy.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Punk, come and do it. Yeah, come and do it.
It's total
don't
role
ever
reversal.
Talk to me like that on the phone again. You rotten jerk. You're a rotten jerk face. You know what?
Just wait a second.
You can suck my goat sack, punk.
But goats are sacred, please. Not a goat.
Oh, made me so happy.
What are the hot dogs? Dirk.
Much has happened in the last couple days.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with the hot dogs, though? What do you think the problem is?
I don't know. I think what happened was he called about hot dogs, and that guy gave him some really rude lip back. Maybe he was like, I bought a hot dog there, and I didn't like it. And that guy was like, how about you suck everything in my asshole? And he was like, excuse me? He's like, fuck you. And hung up the phone.
He's like, you think I fucking give a shit about these hot dogs?
There you go. Okay.
Dirk.
Hi, I'm Scott. I bought some hot dogs there.
Oh, fuck you, hot dog. That's how my stepdad would say it.
It wasn't very good.
Go fuck yourself, please.
Excuse me?
I said go fuck yourself, please.
I want my money back.
Go fuck your money, please. Put it in your mama's vagina. Put it in your mango.
I'm coming down there.
I fucking come down here, you piece of shit.
God.
Bring some mango chutney.
Those guys are so against, like, because they're usually, like, such a polite, you know, culture.
The Indians.
When you meet, like, they're so nice.
To you, but when they get fierce, like, at least with my stepdad, when somebody ruffled his feathers.
Your stepdad is zero indication of what I'm talking about in general. That's what I'm saying.
When
he's the exception.
If somebody ruffled his turban, he would get very upset.
He's outside.
He's a sociopath. Yes, I know. But
I'm saying, but that's why that stands out. And so does this clerk.
They're supposed to be pacifists, right?
Yes. And they generally are. And they're usually super friendly.
Because in your next life, you'll come back as a hot dog.
Right.
On a spinning hot. Have you eaten a 7-Eleven hot dog lately?
No, I had one time I ate one and I threw up so violently and the hot dog, a piece of the meat got stuck in my nasal passage.
Ooh.
And so I had to keep blowing my nose and then hot dog came out of my nose.
Why are you, you know I don't
I know
like
you're
that
like,
story.
Damn.
Wait, what, were you drunk when you ordered it? There's no way you would do that sober.
No, I was in high school.
And you just got food poisoning from it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got really sick.
Do you remember, I think it was Brandon Walsh. No, Jeff Tate, when he stayed
at
our house.
Jeff Tate stayed at our house for a week or 5 days, and he had 35 hot dogs and 27 Gatorades, all from the 7-Eleven.
Because we lived next door to one back in the old neighborhood. And we'd come in, and his mouth would be stained red from having drank all the Gatorade, and then boxes open of hot dogs. And not just standard hot dogs. He would get like the ground beef roll.
I feel like
on
the fourth or fifth day we were like, how about no hot dogs today? Whatever we eat, you're eating. He was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I had no problem sharing our food. Like I wanted Jeff to eat people's food after a while because he was
just
eating
dog food. Out of his dog bowl?
Like hobo dog food. It's not, I don't think Theo would really be okay with.
Oh my God, no.
So disgusting.
So gross.
God, if you're eating 7-Eleven food, I think Fulchard said that once. He's like, yo, you're eating pizza at 7-Eleven. Like, you got problems.
So the last couple days, I mean, the last episode.
Wow.
With just, I didn't realize how polarizing it was going to be.
Divisive, polarizing.
We've gotten so many tweets and emails. And it really has been one extreme or the other. I mean, there's really no middle ground.
No, it's been a whirlwind. It's been very emotional for everybody here at your mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
We go through your emails. We go through the Twitter. And some of you, like Tom said, either loved it, couldn't stop crying and laughing. Some of you were extremely upset. Anger, outrage.
Outrage. Here's some tweets. Hey, Tom and Christina. I've never physically gagged while listening to a podcast until now. Thanks, the ass ripper. Then the next one, felt ill listening to the last podcast, but I was also crying with laughter. Good work, Jeans. People were just, they were just beside themselves, I feel like. What's here? I'm looking through all these tweets. And there's a lot of them.
Oh, here. I'll read you some other ones.
Good.
Hold on. Let me find. It's funny because I wonder...
Lots of farts in my earbuds right now. Thank you.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Fucking camp. Hi, mommies. I absolutely love the show, but I really hated last episode. Don't get me wrong. I listened to the whole thing, but holy shit, that was hard. So he didn't like it. I don't want to say where he works. But anyway, he's very mad. Here's what he says. Fuck that guy. Who does that? He needs to be put down or something. I think farts are hysterical, but that jerk ruined it. What an asshole. Wow. So a lot of people very angry at King Ass Ripper. But it's Wesley who wrote that email, and he writes, P.S., fuck Red Red Wine. That song sucks. So, Wesley, you're in good graces with your mommies. Don't worry about it.
We got an email from Fredo. Holy shit, I've wasted 2 hours watching this grown-ass man fart and burp because of you. It's so awesome, and I can't understand why. I'm so perplexed by the fact that he apparently likes Bob Marley and Phantom of the Opera, has a voice like Sling Blade, and looks like Tim Tebow about a year finding out there is no God. Can't wait to see you in Dallas. Hysterical.
He's right, because when we were watching the videos, we noticed the Phantom of the Opera poster in King Ass Ripper's room.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
It's very weird. We're still trying to wrap our heads around what he might be like psychologically. Here's one I got. Comment. You guys took it to a new level. Seriously, I almost puked just listening to that guy eat. Jesus Christ, that was disgusting.
Really? Yeah, we got a lot of comments about how disgusting. I mean, and then we got, let's see, I had to stop listening today. The fact that I was unable to stop laughing uncontrollably. Damn. It just goes on and on, and they really are one or the other. I mean, here's Philip writes, can't stop laughing at King Ass Rapper, and my wife is this close to packing her shit and leaving town because of it. Blessed.
That's great.
One of the most disgusting videos I've ever seen, and the next one says, this is pure magic, truly what dreams are made of. And it just goes on and on of the two, so you know what's up. Here's the thing we want to tell you. No farts this episode, I promise, okay? I mean,
we'll take a break.
We'll take a break from the farts. And we can still talk about how he makes other noises. That's a post-fart gasp. But look, we want him on the show. And even if you hated his farts, we're not going to have him fart on the show. We want to talk to this guy.
We need to know what's in his head.
Everybody agrees that this guy has something going on in his head. So thank you to everybody that did what we asked, which is to post comments on his Live Leak page. But the other thing we just found out, literally the day we posted that episode, he posted on his Live Leak page that he was moving over to YouTube. He's immediately uploaded something like 13 or 14 videos. His handle on YouTube is Gross Glutton, one word, then a space, Manners. I don't know. Gross Glutton, then a little space, Manners. He's got a lot of eating videos on YouTube, not as many farts, though he does have one called Ripping Through the House, and is a 7-minute montage of his farts. And they're all disgusting, but we really want to talk to this guy. Yeah. So I looked. Some of you have posted. Will you please continue to do so? Will you please post under his YouTube videos, which is apparently where he's spending more of his time now, that he needs to write into us, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And the reason it's yourmomspodcast@gmail.com is because your mom's house podcast was taken, I think.
Yeah, so
when we signed up for that.
But we need it with this guy. I mean, he's
it's ridiculous. And can I say, I don't personally, and this is just an artistic preference, I don't like the eating videos as much either. It's hard for me because I have a vomiting phobia. I enjoy the farts. I'm a pure fartist when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A purist.
Yeah. The comments on his Live League page, though, are hysterical from people.
I'm sure people fucking hate him.
A lot of them hate him a lot.
Sure.
Let's see. Now I'm going through ones that all say get in touch with Tom and Christina.
Of course,
so those
power,
I love.
It's mommy power.
It's mommy power. This should be a good one here. Yeah, I really like the hatred that some people... what the fuck did I just watch? No wonder the NSA is all over the internet. What the fuck? And he writes, my montage. is that your home or do you fart in other people's homes? Why? This is the end of the internet.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because it really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Obsessed with these videos. Your farts are epic. Would you please do this naked on XTube?
Oh. It's a whole new twist.
Eat your heart out, Spielberg. More.
Is that him writing back saying, eat your heart out, Spielberg?
No, that's just fans. Okay. He does comment back sometimes.
I like those.
When they questioned that he had a girlfriend, he didn't like that. He let people know that he's got a lot of girlfriends.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Somebody wrote, make it talk. That is one cavernous colon. Have you considered smuggling rhino horns in there? That sounds like 200-year-old wood door opening.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have a girlfriend. Armageddon is upon us. People really, really get upset with his eating.
It really is the end of the
internet. I think what my favorite thing about this video is not like, I think people think that, maybe you just like watching him fart. I like imagining it upsetting people.
Of course.
That's really the fun. The fun is that meatballs and onions, big farts, he writes. Christ.
I think what I like the best about it is that this guy has really devoted himself to this. It's not like, I'll make one silly fart video. He's made like pages and pages and pages of them.
This is his identity.
To the point that, like, it's going to damage his life. Like, there's no woman that's going to have sex with him. And if an employer Googles him, like, would you hire the guy that farts on the internet?
I don't think he's got a lot of potential for jobs. I just realized that his Swiss cake rolls, remember that one?
Yeah, how can I forget?
When he farts on those, that has far more comments than any of his videos.
Really? That upset people.
That, I think, this is what I was looking for. This is the result of a failed home abortion.
Oh, jeez.
Coat hanger scars are all over his forehead. And then he writes back to that guy, yo, chill, man.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
Yeah.
When our civilization has been obliterated, I hope this video is the one and only trace that remains.
Me too. Me too.
Wow, I can watch people get their heads chopped off here without feeling bad, but this, I'm speechless. God, worst table behavior ever recorded. This, everything about this was obnoxious. Yeah, they really don't like him. You'll never be as good as Mr. Methane, you loser.
First of all, I know Mr. Methane from the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah.
We grew up listening to Mr. Methane, and I don't think... Mr. Methane didn't have shit on King Ass Ripper. That's just my opinion. But Mr. Methane's been around for a long time, but he ain't no ass ripper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, anyways, it's really fun if even if you didn't like the videos to read these comments. I mean, he writes back to a lot of people. These are all relatively new. I mean, these were put up in June. These aren't like super old videos.
No. His output is amazing.
Yeah, he really, it's pretty amazing. So anyways, we hear you. We heard you. You love him. You hate him. This guy is, he's like, it's like a guy running for the president.
That's right. You can't always.
This is Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
That's right.
Combined into one.
It's the same.
Same thing. Absolutely the same. So appreciate your feedback. You've continued to let us know your poop triggers. It's a very brown couple of episodes we've been having.
It's been a brown season. It's summertime is the time for brown.
I do think the grossest, though, is when he farts on his food and eats it.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what the logic is on that. Like, I'm not sure what the drive is. Because I know he's trying to be like, I'm the grossest guy in the world.
Uh-huh.
And then is that how he's showing you he's the grossest guy?
I think so. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
That's the logic of the bit?
Yep. He's being super extra gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is the grossest thing you can do.
Well, I think if you really like kind of study what these videos are about, he's trying to be like, nobody, I'm the grossest guy. I mean, I'm trying to make my gut get bigger. Mm-hmm. I'm eating all this food. I'm farting. And then he's like, you know what? I'll fart on my food and eat it.
Yeah, I don't care. That's how gross I am.
Yeah, he wants to be known as the grossest guy.
Now, has there been somebody that's tried to take that title?
Definitely, I'm sure. But I don't know if anyone's tried to take it. I think other people have tried to be, you know, some guys like to be that gross.
Like, I'm trying to think of who, like, was there a wrestler? I feel like this is a wrestler identity.
He has a new video up on his YouTube, this guy, where he lays out his breakfast, which is, like, enormous. It's, like, 6 sausage and cheese biscuits, burritos, eggs. Yeah. And you're like, all right, he's going to eat it. He's like, but first, I got to fart on him.
Right.
This. And you're like, why are you doing that? Why are you farting
on it? Why do you have to fart
it?
On your food? He's like Shrek. Doesn't ogres do that, right?
I don't know.
He's Shrek.
It just makes me laugh. Ugh. It makes me laugh every time. Every time.
More monster fucking farts later.
It doesn't even sound like a person.
No. But that's an affectation. He's trying to sound like a monster.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He's not trying to be. Yeah, it's a lot to digest. I feel like we really, it's taken us a few days to kind of process what we've seen.
Yeah. I've tried to email a lot of friends the link, too. I'm not getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, neither am I. Well, I mean, I texted it to Shauna, and she was very like, okay, that's gross. I'm like, yeah, but really give it a watch. Like, really appreciate this. And then to Julie, I sent it, and she was like, at 8 o'clock, it showed the time code. She was like, oh, that's really funny. And then at 2 a.m., she writes back, oh, my God, I can't stop watching it. I'm crying.
I think, I got a lot of people, too, that suggested that I show it to Charo just to get
her
reaction.
That's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
We should try that.
Yeah, we should. It might have to wait. Might have to wait till I can get her in person, like go in Christmas time or something. But
that's interesting.
I will definitely do that.
And Top Dog's opinion, too.
He'll love it. He'll love it. You know what he'll say? I promise you he'll say this.
Yeah.
He's got some streaks on his underwear. That's the first thing he'll say. Like he's the only one noticing it. I see he's got a couple of streaks over there, buddy.
My stepdad used to have streaks in his drawers,
What'd you think of that?
I didn't think shit about it because I didn't have to touch him, but my mother had to do his laundry.
Oh.
And so she would point it out to humiliate him all the time. Like, oh fuck, I see shit in your panties. Like all the time.
Streaks are...
It's fucking gross, bro. Like, don't you throw the panties away if there's streaks in them?
I would. I'm a boxer guy, and I wear... I mean, maybe there's more streaks than I know about, but I don't...
I've never seen...
No, but I don't... I also have a phobia of streaks. So if I have an itchy asshole and I'm walking around, I don't scratch.
What do you do?
I wait till I get to a toilet, and then I'll get toilet paper to scratch my ass.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to you.
Just ruin the drawers, buddy.
No, I don't. I'm literally, I have a phobia of it.
I will buy you new drawers.
I don't do it, though. I already don't do it. I've not done that for years.
I don't know how, for one thing, and I know there's like a Dane Cook bit on this, so I'm not going to cross over into that, but having an itchy asshole is like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
It's the hardest itch not to scratch.
Louis C.K. has that bit, too.
Right. I had the world's itchiest asshole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so hard to not scratch.
No, I should be clear. I'm talking about when, like, there's sometimes when your ass itches and you're like, all right, I'm going to scratch my ass right now. But yeah. Other times where you're like, I think there's, I shit a little while ago in my ass. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, the butt stamp.
Yeah, if you feel like, if I feel kind of butt juicy, I'll run to a toilet.
Yeah, I'll do that and wipe. You just got to re-wipe. And some days you're just wiping all day until you can get to a shower. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, I took our dog to the groomer today.
Yeah, no.
Did you like it, Theo?
Nah.
Really? What happened?
It fucked with my weave.
I told her to leave your braids in. I told her to leave the beads in and leave it long like you liked.
She bought me some new Air Force Ones to make up for it.
She did.
You should.
Oh, me?
Yeah, bitch.
What? I love you. I groomed you so that you feel nice about yourself.
You fucked up my hair.
Wow, I think you look fantastic. And what did you think of the little, what did they give you? A scarf. They gave you a bandana.
She gave me some blood colors. You know I'm a Crip.
Okay. All right. Anyways, Tom, you know, Theo still has his nuts just because his scheduled appointment is for next week. So we've been holding off on neutering him.
Yeah.
And people really judge him.
People are super judgy and they're judgy about us.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like at first I felt inclined to tell them the story that we adopted a dog, that we got him super sick and that the neutering was out of the question.
Yeah, and he needed time to recover before we put him back, surgery.
Which we're doing. But like lately when if anyone notices, I'm like, yeah, why don't you fucking...
Yeah, suck on him.
Suck my goat bag. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just Flick fucking...
You can suck my goat sack, punk.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like.
They get real uppity. The first groomer I took him to, she was like, are you going to neuter him? Who's his vet? And like all these pretentious questions about him. I'm like, just relax, lady. Like, we take care of our dog. He was on death row a couple months ago. Anything we do is better than where he just came from. So don't worry about it, fucking cunt.
Absolutely. So I don't like, I know. And there's a
judgy.
That doggy world and I think it's probably a lot like, it's another parallel to it, but like how mothers,
I bet,
judge other, they're like, I bet. Do you let him, do you not put a Band-Aid on that? Or do you let him stay up past that hour?
He's not playing video games, is he?
Huh.
Yeah.
You're not reading right now?
Yeah, I know. It's like competition. And like when I picked him up from his teeth cleaning, the lady was like, what's your baby's name? And I'm like, my dog's name? Mm-hmm. It's not a child. It is still a dog. Like as much as we adore him, my baby's name? I'm like, just relax. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just a California thing. Is it just a California thing? No, Theo, certainly. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm a man.
Of course.
You see these nuts?
I see them. They're so black.
He's going to be real bummed out when we chop him off.
I know. Do you feel bad about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, seriously, as a man?
No, I mean, part of you can't help but associate yourself with that. You're like, oof. But you have to do it, you know? Yeah, you have to do it.
My dad, when he dropped off Elvis to get his nuts cut, felt really bad.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe I'm doing this to poor dog.
Yeah, it's rough.
I know. He'll be okay. He needs to do that stuff, though, man.
I know.
Well, you can't let a dog roll with nuts.
Our neighbor does.
I know.
But that dog is aggressive as shit.
I know.
He never stops fucking chasing and barking at shit.
I know. He barks at Theo through the gate all the time, through the fence. Yeah. Aggressive, mean.
Yeah, he's old, though.
Yeah, he should.
But apparently it also will lower their chances of prostate cancer.
Of doggy prostate cancer? Well, good. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little guy. Also, I don't know. Have you seen that stupid commercial? It's been fucking infuriating me every time I see it. It's called Luminosity Brain Games.
Yes.
It's like, the premise is like, here's games to train your brain because you're too fucking lazy to think for yourself. There's a website you can go to and make yourself smarter. Is that the premise?
Yeah. No, the hook is you work out to stay healthy. You train your body.
Right.
Your brain's going to fucking fall apart.
So you should use our website. Then we can charge you and you can play puzzles. Which, you know what else you can do to make your brain smart? Hmm. You can read some fucking books. You know what makes people smart? Book reading, book learning. And then I tweeted that out because it infuriates me that Americans are so fucking lazy. I gotta sign up for a website to play. And like, no, you don't. There's thousands and thousands of years of human knowledge written down in things called books. And when you read those, you get that knowledge and it makes your brain smarter. You understand, Theo? You see, Rudy?
Yeah, it's
true. And some guy on Twitter was like, oh, but you're right. Learning shouldn't be fun. No, you're right. Learning shouldn't be fun. Learning is learning and fun is fun. And it's fucking never fun to learn. Remember when they used to try to convince you as a kid, like, we're going to play a fun game and you're going to learn. Like, that never worked with me. Right. You know what worked? Rote memorization. Seriously, sitting down and fucking memorizing shit. That's how you learn.
It's true. It's not fucking sitting on the beach with a fucking margarita in your hand.
That's right. 5 times 3, 15. 5 times 4, 20. 5 times 5, 20. You know how I learned that? Rote memorization.
Test me.
Go ahead. 5 times 7.
16.
Perfect. 5 times 9.
104.
There you go. But don't you feel like what is this need for everything to be fun?
Yeah, I know.
All the time? Like, why can't shit be hard? Sometimes shit's just hard.
Because people don't like shit to be hard. You know what else that came out in my, like, you know how, like, when you know, you older you get, you see through stuff more? You're like, oh, I see what that really is. Mm. Like, you meet somebody and their personality, you go, I see what kind of person this is.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have when you were younger, but then you see through it.
Mm.
I swear, the first time that commercial, what is it called? Luminosity?
Yeah.
The first time that aired, I had the realization, like, it hit me. I was like, oh, this is, like, I saw for what it was, which was, this is like a new joint venture between some people who have pulled their money together with an idea, like, what if we could get people to do this? Like, I saw it for the money-making corporation, like,
bullshit
idea that it is.
Right.
Instead of what they're showing you, I was like, oh, this is,
that's right,
this guy's, some successful guy with a lot of money, and this teacher were like, you know how we can make money? If we do this, and then we'll advertise this way, and we'll tell them that, like, you need to exercise your brain because your brain will fall apart, just like you need to go for a run.
It's like Pilates for your brain.
That's
yuppies.
Exactly the hook.
But the thing is,
and it
is
works.
That you can do it on your own, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, of
course. You don't need to pay somebody. You can pull a fucking book off a shelf. You know how hard it is if you really read something that's challenging? That's what trains your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Memorizing stuff, remembering things.
Yeah.
That's how you train your brain. Not some fucking yuppie website where these douchebags.
I wonder if stand-up is like a brain exercise.
Of course it is. We memorize an hour worth of material and then switch things. That's how comedians live to be over 100.
Yeah.
Most of us. Either you die early of a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Or you live like fucking Uncle Milty to be a million years old, or George Burns.
You think it's because our brains are so active?
Absolutely.
Really?
Phyllis Diller was almost 100. Yeah.
She was old as
shit.
For
sure. Sense of humor and using your dumb fucking brain.
How old are we going to live to be, you think?
39.
Both of us?
Well, you're like way older than me.
That's not true.
How old are you?
I'm 28 right now.
I doubt that.
What?
How
much younger than you could I have been for you to date me? Because you were pointing it out a lot when we started dating. You're like, you're so young. But would you have dated me if I had been a couple years younger?
But you looked old.
Right.
Which is important.
But what if I, could you think you could have done it if I were?
You have to look older than me. No, I think, especially in our 20s.
Yeah.
Like a 28, let's see, you were 25?
Yeah.
25-year-old guy usually is like an 18-year-old boy. Like, there's not a lot of...
And you were 28.
Yeah.
What if I had been 22? You think you would have dated me or no?
No, fuck no.
You just would have taken the banging and then walked away.
That's what I wanted to do originally, and then you kept coming around.
Pow, pow, pow.
No.
Pow, 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 pow.
Why did we keep dating? It's so funny.
Because you couldn't get enough of it. That's why. What do you mean, why did we keep dating? Because you couldn't get enough of it.
Hmm.
You were just like laying there, and I was like,
bow, 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 bow.
I'm so stupid.
That's it. And then after that, we like at the as we were really getting into it, you were like,
oh yeah, you nasty fuck. Oh.
Here I am.
Yeah, you nasty
the fuck come inside me.
Yeah!
Do you think she buys Luminosity's brain training games?
I think
games?
Both of them do. That's where she learned the expression, come on, you nasty fuck. It's in For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Brain training games. But don't, I feel like that's such an old school. I just don't understand the notion that everything has to be fun now to this generation.
I think you're right. And I think we're all guilty of, I'm certainly a pleasure-seeking fucking animal.
But
right?
I mean, no, I'm talking more in terms of this ethos of like you've heard corporate people saying this, like a Bill Gates would be like, well, I started to develop this, but then it wasn't fun anymore. Or actors will be like, it wasn't fun anymore, so I stopped doing it. Like, what the fuck kind of privileged world do you live in where when something's no longer fun,
you
stop doing it? Like, oh no, that's for rich people. That's what fucking rich people and people that don't have to work say. Like, it's just not fun. You think life isn't fun? Like, life is a lot of rote, boring shit that you plow through so that at the end of the day you can take your fucking bra off and lay in bed and watch, you know, flipping out with your spouse and your dog. That's life, not fun.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that, like, you're right 100% about all that, but I also feel like
it's not fun.
I've said it before that I feel like sometimes it's good to deny yourself a good time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, outside of the learning thing, it's just like, you know, you go, I want to take a nap, or I want to eat that, or I want, you know, it's just like, just say fucking no.
Right.
And exercise a little discipline.
It's discipline.
Yes.
Because in the long run, nobody's going to pat you on the back. Nobody's going to go, way to go, Tom. You didn't eat that cookie today.
Right.
But you can pat yourself on the back because, you know, it's a job. I did it. It was hard. And I feel good about myself.
Exactly.
It's called earning shit. And I feel like this generation or whoever the fuck doesn't understand this.
I agree.
You just do shit. And it sucks, and you do it. Like, your dad is one of those dudes. My dad's one of those dudes.
Absolutely. Wake up early every fucking day.
Yeah.
Go to work. Do work.
Yes. Touch work. Handle work.
Come home, and then enjoy your fucking couple days off, and then you go to fucking work, man. Mm-hmm.
Drink your beer. Watch your shows.
And it's just, don't bother me so much, because I'm fucking tired.
Go play on the freeway. Come on. Oh, it's so disgusting. Tommy. Hey, by the way.
Don't fucking do that, babe.
I wanted to thank you. Seriously, just really, really want to thank you for last night. I was in bed and I heard you watching television. And I noticed that you went ahead and watched an episode of Million Dollar Listing, Los Angeles, which is generally a show we watch together, but you decided to watch alone. Tell me about that.
Okay, here's what happened. I went and did The Ice House.
Okay.
God damn, is that the most fun fucking show you can do.
Of course. This is Joe Rogan's crowd. It's the best.
Joe Rogan's crowd at The Ice House is like you won a contest. It's fucking stupid.
They're the best, dude.
Yeah.
Death Squad, everybody, mommies.
It's great. He really has the best fan base, man. So
please don't get off topic.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like a burning sensation in my lip right here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is it herpes?
I don't know, but I just rested my face on the microphone.
And now it burns?
Uh-huh.
Is there a spice on it?
Uh-huh.
You okay? You know what it could be? Hmm. I ate Mexican food and drank out of that bottle. It could be Tapatio.
On this?
On the lip.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought there was just some fucking disease was crawling in my mouth. I was like, why does that burn?
Yeah.
All right. I got back and I you said you're going to bed. I needed a check in to chill out, you know, fucking wind down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing live that I like. I go into our DVR list and it's all our shows, right?
Our shows, sorry. Meaning what? What does an hour show mean?
Like preseason college football top 25 rundown.
No.
You said, go watch Hard Cocks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already seen it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was, but I think there's a new Hard Cocks in there.
No, that was premiered Tuesday. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going through the shows, and then I just prioritized. I was like, well, we're definitely going to watch Interior Therapy together.
Okay.
That's our show, right?
Right.
Then there was another show in there that I was like, oh, that's one for us. And we kind of tapped out. We didn't really watch as much Million Dollar Listing. So I thought that's a safe one to watch where it doesn't have as much meaning anymore. It just fell off our priority list, I thought. It was just literally to be like something to watch. It wasn't like, 'cause I was like, I want to see this. Hmm. It was just something to watch. And you were like, are you watching Madison and Flag and Douchebag
Josh
out there?
Josh Flagg's my favorite. I love Josh
I know,
Flagg.
But the other Josh is a fucking...
He's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's even douchier this year.
Oh, he's the worst human being.
Anyways, you were like, I thought we watched that together. And I was like, all right. And I turned it off and I put on football. And you're like, no, watch it. And I go, I'm just going to watch football now. Now you're making me mad that you're not watching it. Watch
right.
it.
Do you know, like, do you know okay. why I want you to watch it, though?
Why?
Because I don't like to fall asleep with the sound of football. Because the sound of football is hostile. It's like, blah, 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 Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. And I don't want that in my subconscious mind.
What?
Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. We're
going to ride it back.
Yeah.
What's football?
It's a lot of yelling. It's a lot of like black yelling, which I can't fall asleep to that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
There's a lot of black yelling.
Yeah.
Speaking of black yelling.
Bow, 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 bow.
That could be a huddle in the NFL. What play are we going to run? It's third and two.
Bow, 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 bow.
You got it. Break.
Are you excited for foosball to start?
I am overjoyed. I'm still contemplating whether or not to do this football podcast.
Do it.
You think I should
what's
do it?
What's the drawback? You got to do it.
Time.
Oh, it does, yeah.
It takes time, man. We spend a lot of time doing this show.
I know.
There's just, it's a busy
lot.
World.
Well, I think you should do it. I think people would really appreciate it and really love to hear you talk about foosball.
It's not foosball. It's football.
Fartball.
Football.
Fartball.
God, I get so excited about it. I really
I
can't even.
Ugh, it's the worst.
It's not the worst. It's the best.
I just hate your joy. You know what I mean? When I see you happy.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember this? You don't remember this?
Which is Mike Singleton.
Oh, yeah.
We got Cora. Bro, Mike, Ryan.
That's, man, we should do that tonight with Biggerstaff.
It's a good idea, bro. Yeah.
Houston's own Bob Biggerstaff's going to join us.
That's exciting.
At the show in Fitzgerald's tonight.
It's exciting.
I'm fired up.
Do you know him very well?
Yeah, I know Bob.
Oh, I know Bob.
I know Bob. I know Bob. I've been Bob's a good guy.
I got an email about vaginas.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about this. I haven't seen it. Just to recap, we had a call in. A guy said that he loved going down on his girl. He loves to do that, and she doesn't like it. She doesn't mind dishing it out to him, but she doesn't like receiving. And he was very upset by it. So we tried, you know, we talked to him about it. We gave him our thoughts. And then you got this email.
Yeah, because I mentioned that sometimes girls feel self-conscious because, you know, you're taught from a very early age that the vagina is a terrifying, mm-hmm. gaping horror wound that is scary.
And smelly.
Smelly, bad things come out of it. You need to deodorize it. You have to contain it. And also, it doesn't look perfect because you don't know what other people... I don't really know what other people's vaginas look like.
You do now, right?
I mean, I've had my share, yeah, now.
But I mean, you've seen, I'm sure, many of them.
No, and that's the thing is that women don't see other vaginas, really. We don't see each other's.
But as an adult now, you've seen 100 on video, right?
Video is not the same as seeing them in person.
That's true.
Like, it's not
the
same.
But they look different. There's different ones looking...
Yeah, I guess, but it's just not, like, we don't get to see each other as often as you get to see peeners.
Have you ever considered the next time you meet some girl anywhere, you go, hey, can I see your pussy real quick?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of saying that?
No, I have. It's a very natural instinct for me, but it's just a matter of finding those cool girls, you know what I mean?
Would you show me your chew toy and I'll show you mine?
See? Do you see how pejorative the term chew toy is. Why would you call it a chew toy?
That's a total compliment. That's saying
a chew toy, implying it's chewed up like a dog ate my vagina.
No, that's not what I meant at all.
Why are you implying it's a dog's toy?
I didn't mean that at all. I meant like
chew toy.
I want to chew on it like a dog would.
No,
I want to chew on it.
Bow, 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 bow.
I have a perfect vagina.
I would not disagree. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
It's flawless. I've asked my gynecologist.
You're tweeting out photos of it right now.
I asked her, I go, on a scale, like, you've seen a lot, but mine's pretty perfect, right? She was like, absolutely. Okay, so here's the email. Heather writes, hey, mommies, just listened to episode 143. Wanted to let you know about a British documentary I think every lady with a vagina should watch. It's called The Perfect Vagina. I absolutely agree. We are indoctrinated that our vaginas are disgusting and have to look a certain way to be acceptable. I am very open with my three daughters about everything, including sex, and my 11-year-old came to me recently because she was concerned that her vagina, quote, looked weird. I told her vaginas are all different, which is something I think even we as grown women might not realize, and that there is nothing wrong with her. But you know something, Tom?
Yeah.
Porno vaginas are also not indicative of reality vaginas, because a lot of those porn chicks get their veggies snipped and tucked and
I don't think
altered
so.
And pierced and ravaged by big dongs.
I think it's pretty indicative, actually. There's a full range of vaginas. Vaginas don't look perfect in pornography. They look you have a pretty full range of different looks. There's big flappy, you know,
meaty
ones. There's the real like hanger, like big old droopy ones. There's little tiny. There's all different shapes and sizes.
Droopers.
Very droopy ones. Very snug ones. They're just all different looks. Some look like just like a little eye wink at you. They look like a little tiny opening. Some look like there's people living in there. There's different looks. Just like dongs. Dongs look different.
Yeah, there's so many. And I've had so many. Ugh. I've had so many.
I'm trying to think back at the different badges.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You know, here's the thing that I think you've said this before, that the truth is, even when you're self-conscious about it, which I'm not trying to diminish your feelings if you feel that way, the real truth is guys don't care.
Yeah, that is, you know what? That's the truth about it all.
I've seen different ones, and no look has ever turned me away. Like, I've never been like, I don't like the way that looks. I've just been like, that's so great that you're willing to let me be there.
I mean, I feel that way about so many things. And we're so self-conscious about the weight, about our breasts, about our ass, about our, and the truth is, most dudes don't give a fuck.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. And a matter of fact, we pretty much will romanticize whatever your situation is. You know?
That's true. You'll push past it anyways.
I mean, even if you're like, yeah, but mine's like a real drooper. You know what a guy will do? He'll be like, I love this droopy box you got.
Of course.
I love the way it hangs in the wind and flaps around. I just want to...
That's what you say about my hangers. You go, oh, they're so floppy and sloppy and ploppy or big meat hangers.
I love them. I love them.
But yeah, I know.
They're perfect.
For you.
Right.
My ploppers. Oh, look at that.
You know why they're perfect?
Because they're yours?
Right. I love them, man. They're there. They're beautiful.
Thanks, James.
I mean, I feel like a lot of women probably do that. Women are even more loving towards dudes. I'm sure a lot of guys have self-conscious dick emotions.
Yeah.
My dick is shaped weird and, you know, points this way. Or it's small. Tough. Or like in my case, everybody made fun of me because it hangs so... It flops around.
It's so long and heavy.
Yeah, they used to call me floppy cock when I was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Why is that thing bulging past your mid-thigh? I'm like, oh, and I would cry. But then I learned to be like, you know what? I
can't find pants to fit around my car.
Yeah, I got this big stupid horse dick, but I live with it.
Yeah.
And then people make me feel okay about it.
I hear you. Peeners are different. Like peeners, it's got to be tough when everybody sees that part of you that gets judged so much. Like,
yeah, there's so much associated with that.
Yeah, it's heavier. I think dudes and their penis,
definitely. Yeah, I mean your dick,
poof,
people make every like, and then they're like, oh, you know, then they'll be like, ah, I see why that guy's got confidence, or I see you know, they associate everything about you with the dick.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This is why you're not successful in life.
Oh my god,
you got a little like that.
Do
kind of
you
stuff.
Think that's true?
I think it's true for some people and completely not true for some people.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't say one way or the other.
No.
But definitely, there's definitely a lot goes on in our minds about our dongs, you know?
Where do you think that comes from?
I mean, there's just so much about, there's so much in society about, like, you know, like we basically say, if you're blessed with this big one, you're a real man. Like, we associate the two, you know?
That's true.
You're desirable. And, you're
right.
Desirable.
And you're not only desirable, but you're a total male. You're an alpha male. You're the wing male.
Right.
And any sort of lesser of that is you're a homo. You're a girl, right?
Yeah. Like they say, you know, a guy could have everything. Like, he could be a great looking guy. He could be smart. He could be driven. He could physically just be put together, look good, have a, you know, just ambition, everything. And if he had a small dick, people would be like, oh, that guy, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah, he's an invalid.
Right, which is completely untrue. I mean, the guy just doesn't have...
Yeah, it's just a piece of skin, for God's sake.
He just wasn't born with a big one.
It's a flopper. And also, you know what I really hate, man?
And he can't help it. That's the other thing.
No, it's not even your fault. It's
you know, it's really equivalent, I think, to tits.
Yes.
On a woman.
Well, at least we can make them bigger. You guys, it's a lot harder to get your peener bigger, isn't it? It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's procedures and stuff, but do you really want to, gosh.
No.
That's a lot.
I don't.
Yeah, it's tough. And also, I really hate, it makes me crawl up a wall when they use that stupid phrase, size matters, for everything.
Oh, yeah,
like
everything.
Like, 10 size, years. Yeah. It's been 10 years of, like, size matters.
All those
it's campaign pudding
ads.
Commercial. Yeah, yeah, like, why does size matter for fucking yogurt? What are you talking about? Ladies, size matters. You're like, shut the fuck up.
And then there's become, like,
nobody cares.
There was the whole thing was the, what's the old cliche? Like, it's not the size of the boat.
Motion
it's the motion of the ocean. It's like, do you know how to use it? And then there became the whole thing, like, that's not true. We just want a big hog inside of us.
Yeah, but I think it boils down to, if you like the person, you really overlook
the flaws.
God, you know, who cares? There's these people who love people who are both genders. There's people who gender flop in the middle. You know, I saw something on TV where, you know, it was a husband who became a woman and they still had the relationship and this and that. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. It's just, I mean, look at us. I'm
painters.
With you and you have this horrible
full
gas problem.
Penis. Yeah.
You just let him rip all day.
Oh, yeah, me.
And I'm like, I love her. What am I supposed to do?
You fart a lot more than me, I think.
No.
Who do you think farts more?
You.
Bullshit.
You.
No way.
You let out a couple monster ones last night and or this morning.
This morning.
Yeah.
Well, we ate a lot of prosciutto and cheese last night for dinner.
Yeah.
What? I like it.
I know. But you fart a lot.
So what?
That's what I'm trying to say.
What are we going to eat in Tejas? We can get barbecue?
Dick tips.
Dick tips.
We haven't had those in a long time.
Do you like barbecue like I like barbecue?
I do like barbecue like you like barbecue.
Now rip my tits off and chew on my nipples.
Take your hands and shove them up my asshole.
I'll pull your balls clear off your body and shove them in your butthole is what I like.
Slice your head off and fillet your cheeks. Fuck you in front of your mom and your dad.
Do you like barbecue like I like barbecue?
I do like barbecue like you like barbecue.
That's our barbecue song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
You guys know that one? It's a smash
hit. It's an old... Johnny Cash song.
That's right. The barbecue song.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen...
I'm farting on you haters.
I mean, I like that he farts on his haters. Who does that? Speaking of cool songs, did you see that they've been using the song Push It by Salt-N-Pepa, the instrumental for like children's shoes?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a commercial right now and it's like... like that song.
It's so bad.
For kids stuff.
Yeah, it's so bad.
What? You guys know what the song's about, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun,
dun, dun. It's so dirty. That was the first dirty song I ever heard.
It's not for kids, man.
What's the first dirty song you ever heard?
I don't know. I feel like it would be like a rock song.
Like a rock song. What are you, 80?
No, like
that rock and roll rubbish.
I feel like when I was a kid, they played rock.
No, it was like it had to be like a Motley Crue or one of those guys, right? They had like dirty songs, right?
Yeah, but you remember, like, you don't, like, for instance, I'll give you mine. Remember Purple Rain and that song, Darling Nikki?
Yeah.
And he said that she was masturbating in a magazine. And I was like, what is masturbating?
Well, I do remember I was in Plymouth, Minnesota, and one of the kids across, I think Dan Cody got a hold of some, I don't remember the name. It was like some rapper, but it wasn't like a big name guy. He was like, I like the pussy. I like the pussy on my dick. And then the girl was like, I'll suck your dick till your balls are dry. And I was like, wow. Like that, I've never heard anything like that. Even to this day, I think that's the dirtiest song I ever heard. But I don't remember the name of it. It was horrific.
Huh.
Yeah. But I, you know, I love it. It obviously shaped who I am today.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, slam your cock. It's like that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, yeah. It was all like, I'll fuck you till the sun come up. I'll fuck you till I bust both nuts.
Yep.
Shit, I only got but two nuts to bust.
Shit, bitch. I ain't got but two nuts.
Oh,
that's like, what was that song that came out by Genuine? Remember, it was in the early 90s? Mm-hmm. Yo, horny, let's do it.
Ride it.
My pony.
Of course.
Wow, that's really metaphorical, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. That's right. Mm. We got to get out of here, man.
Oh, jeans.
What?
Okay.
I
love you.
I love you, too. It was fun. God, it's like, I feel like we were not expecting just to shake things up the way we did with the king.
Well, I think we need time to heal as your mom's house audience. Mm-hmm. We need time to come back together, to put our farts around each other, and you know, let's let this marinate for him. I think people are shocked by what they've seen.
Yeah.
It was a colossal emotional grenade for us here.
Gross Glutton Manners on YouTube. Please leave comments, send him messages. Tell him we want him on the show. Please.
Love him. Tell him to email us at your mom's podcast.
And
at
even if you were horrified,
gmail.com.
Yes, your mom's podcast at gmail.com. Praise him on his gift.
Yeah.
Tell him you're impressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let him know how you feel.
Yeah.
Either way, this guy probably thrives off your reactions. So
absolutely.
Give him the praise he deserves.
Very, very, very much praise, please.
I know. I'm going to lust after this $600 6x9 rug.
I really want to see that rug. All right. Ugh, I love
such
you.
A yuppie.
Be the jeans.
Be her.
We'll see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye, meows.
Part of enjoying life
is
to make the most out of everything that you do. You see lions out in the Serengeti when they stake out their territory, you know, with their scent. That's what I do. Anytime I start blowing farts, you know, 30 minutes later, I'll be dropping one in.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart in your hand?
This was a real squirter. Drop my load. Just chill and take a dump.
He's the Oprah of shitting.
Absolutely. Kind of the Dr. Oz of the radio network.
You know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops? Industrial strength.
Always use the handicap stall.
It's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
The cheeks don't stay closed on the butt. The toilet seat covers worked great. It did the job.
He gave me great advice on how to wipe. If you wipe too hard, like I used to...
You get dingleberries.
You need to wipe down.
Wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down.